This is the Avyakt Murli of the 1st of June 2025. Original date 21st of October 2005. Fix a date for becoming complete and perfect, and be ever ready according to the time. Today, Bapdada was seeing the three forms of all you children everywhere. Just as you remember the special three relationships with the Father, in the same way, Baba was pleased to see the three forms of you children. You know your three forms, do you not? At this time, all of you children are in the Brahmin form. The last stage of Brahmins is the angelic stage, and the angels are then to become deities. The most special of all is this present Brahmin life. Brahmin life is invaluable. The speciality of Brahmin life is purity. Purity is the reality of Brahmin life. Purity is the personality of Brahmin life. Purity is the mother of happiness and peace. To the extent that you have purity, accordingly you will have happiness and peace in your life in a natural way, and it will be your nature. The aim of pure souls is not to become deities from Brahmins, but first to become angels, and then for the angels to become deities. So Brahmins will become angels, and angels will become deities. Bapdada is seeing these three forms of you children. Have your three forms come in front of all of you? Have they? You have already become Brahmins, and your aim now is to become angels. This is your aim, is it not? Is it? You definitely have to become angels. Check how many specialities of an angel are visible in your life. An angel means one who has no connection with this old world and old sanskars. An angel means not just to be double light at the time of problems, but to remain constantly double light in your thoughts and words, relationships and connections. To be light. Do you like things that are light or things that feel like a burden? What do you like? You like light things, do you not? An angel means to be loved by all and detached from all. Not just a few, but loved by all and detached from all. Not just loving, but to the extent that you are loving, you are accordingly detached. The sign of an angel is that you are loved by all. Whoever sees you, whoever you meet, whoever comes into a relationship or connection with you, they will feel that you belong to them. Just as with the Father, everyone experiences him to belong to them. You have this experience, do you not? Similarly, an angel means everyone experiences you to belong to them. Let there be the feeling of belonging, because when you are light, this lightness makes you loved by everyone. Let the whole Brahmin family feel that you belong to them. Let there not be any heaviness, because an angel means to be double light. An angel means to be unlimited in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships and connections. Let there be no limitations. Everyone is mine and I belong to everyone. Where there is a greater feeling of belonging, there is lightness. Lightness in sanskars too. So check, to what percentage you have reached the angelic stage? Do you know how to check? You have become checkers, and you have also become makers. Congratulations. Bhaktada's pure desire is that now, seeing the time, those who consider themselves to be Maharatis should have a stage of 95%. It should be this, should it not? Someone said he would have 98%. Congratulations! Eat a gulab jamun, because you can see and you also know that you definitely have to become that. It is not that you will become that. You have to become that. I will become that. It will happen. We will see about it. I will try. Now change this language. Whatever thoughts you have, check what percentage of faith and success you have. Now intensify your speed of checking. First of all, check and then act. It should not be that whatever thoughts you have, whatever words you speak, whatever happened in your relationships and connections, they are okay. No. You know how much checking is done for those who are VVIPs, do you not? Everything is first checked, and then they take a step. So now it will not do to check after 2 hours or 4 hours. First check, and then take a step. Because you are the VVIPs in this world drama. Those who are the VIPs of today are those for just one birth, and that too for only a short time, whereas you Brahmins, who are to become angels, are VVIPs, and you can put as many Vs as you want. Look, just continue to put a V in front of yourself. You must have seen your own images that are worshipped. Okay, you may not have seen the temples, but you must have seen the photos. They have so much value even now. They build such big, big temples, although your pictures are only 3 feet. So there is so much value for you. There is value given to even your non-living images. There is value for them, is there not? There are so many cues to have a glimpse of your images. You are such VVIPs in the living form. So check before taking a step. If you check after doing something, that step has gone. That step will not come back into your hands. On the path of ignorance too, they say, do something after carefully considering everything. Do not think about it after doing it. First think and then act. So remain seated on your seat of self-respect. When you stay in your position, there cannot be opposition. Maya's opposition is there when you do not stay in your position. So now Bhaktada has a question. Everyone's aim is to become complete and perfect. Is this your aim, or do you only want to become this a little bit? Is this your aim? If it is everyone's aim, then raise your hands. You want to become complete. Good. By when? You ask people this question, do you not? Teachers also ask students this question. What is your aim? So today, Bhaktada is especially asking you teachers. Those who are 30 years in Gyan are sitting here. So let those who are 30 years get together tomorrow and make a program. You have many meetings. Bhaktada continues to see that you have meetings and sittings. Meetings, sittings. However, now have a meeting about when you will become complete. You fix dates for all other functions. You have such and such a program on this date, so is there not a date for this? Tell Baba how many years you want. Why? Why is Bap Dada asking you this? Because nature is asking the father when it should carry out destruction. So, what should Bap Dada reply? Bap Dada would only ask you children, would he not? By when? Today's special topic is by when. Double foreigners are sitting here, and so you will make double effort, will you not? Perform wonders. Foreigners become examples. That is all. Become complete and perfect in front of the Brahmin family and the world. To become full of all the powers and all the virtues is to become perfect. All of you have to be perfect in all four: thoughts, words, relationships and connections. If you remain weak in any one of the four, you would not then be said to be perfect. You remember the four things, do you not? Thoughts, words, relationships and connections, and actions too, are included in this. In all four things. Let it not be that you are fine in your thoughts and words, but a little lacking in your relationships and connections. You were told that whoever you go in front of, whoever you have a connection with, let them experience that you belong to them. You feel a right over someone you feel belongs to you. You don't have that much lightness with others. You feel a little heavy with them, but there is lightness with those you feel belong to you. So be light with everyone. Let it not be that you are light with just those from your own zone or your own center, no. If you are light in only your own zone or your own center, then how would you become a world king? You can then neither become a world benefactor nor a world king. A king doesn't just mean someone who sits on a throne. In a kingdom, even its royal family have a right to the kingdom. So you will give a response to the question, by when, will you not? Will you have a meeting? Have a meeting and finalize this. Is this okay? Acha. Are all of you all right? Do you feel enthusiastic about having to do this and definitely becoming this? Bap Dada is giving you zeal and enthusiasm. When Maya sees that you have zeal and enthusiasm, she does something or other, because even her final moments are now close. So she also uses all of her weapons and gives you such sustenance that you don't even know that it is Maya's sustenance, or whether they are Maya's directions or the Father's. You mix them up. The main obstruction in your becoming angels and in your efforts are in two words that are common. They are not difficult, and everyone also uses them often. What are they? I and mine. Bap Dada told you a very easy way for this earlier too, to change this I and mine. Do you remember it? Look, when you use the word I, put in front of you at that time, I am a soul. As soon as you say the word I, bring the form of a soul in front of you. Do not use the word I just like that, but I a soul. Bring this into your awareness in a natural way. After using the word I, always add a soul, I a soul. When you use the word mine, then first say my Baba, my handkerchief, my sari, my this. However, first is my Baba. When you say the word mine, Baba comes in front of you. Use the word I, and a soul comes in front of you. Make this your nature and natural. It is easy, is it not? Or is it difficult? You know I am a soul. It is just that at that time you do not believe it. You know it 100%, but you accept it to a percentage. Since body consciousness is natural, do you need to think that you are a body? You remember it naturally, do you not? So the word I first comes into your thoughts before it reaches your lips, does it not? So even when the word I comes into your thoughts, let the form of a soul instantly come in front of you. Is it not easy to practice this? Do not just say I, but also say soul with it. It will then become firm. It is firm, is it not? You will do this even if someone calls another person by name. I am a soul. The world of souls is Bapdada. The sanskars of a soul are to be a Brahmin becoming an angel and an angel becoming a deity. So what will you do? This is a drill for your minds. Nowadays, even doctors tell you to perform drill. Exercise. So, perform this exercise. I, a soul. My Baba. Because, according to the drama, the speed of time has to be slowed down. In fact, let the Creator be fast, not the creation. But according to the present moment, time is going fast. Nature is ever ready. It is just waiting for its orders. Time of the drama will give orders, will it not? If those who are carrying out establishment are not ever ready, would there be annihilation after destruction? Would there be annihilation? Or is establishment definitely going to take place after destruction? So those who have become instruments for establishment have to be ever ready now, according to the time. This is what Bapdada wants to see. Father Brahma became Arjuna. He became an example, did he not? So what will those who follow Father Brahma in this way become? Look at yourself and also see the time. Bapdada has already told you previously that at the present time, all of you Brahmin souls who are to become angels have to have the consciousness of being an instrument and also have feelings of humility. You have to underline both of these words. By doing this, the I of body consciousness will end. The consciousness of mine will also end. I am an instrument with a humble nature. The more humble you become, the more respect you will receive, because those who are humble become loved by all. And when you are loved, you automatically receive respect. So, an instrument with humility and also good wishes. When there are the two things, pure feelings and good wishes, you are an instrument and humble, and you have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. No matter what someone may be like, Your being an instrument with humility and good wishes will create such an atmosphere that the other person will change through your vibrations. Some children have a heart-to-heart conversation and say, "I had good wishes for a month, and yet that one hasn't changed at all." They then become tired and disheartened. Now the poor, helpless person's attitude and vision are stone-like, and so, of course, it will take some time. Okay, say for instance that one doesn't change. In that case, at least keep yourself okay. At least stay in your own position. Why do you become disheartened? Do not become disheartened. Okay, that one is not changing, but together with that, you must not allow yourself to change. In that case, to become disheartened means that one was more powerful, that he changed you. Why do you leave the seat of your self-respect? Let no waste thoughts as to why arise. As soon as you say why, you open the door to waste thoughts. That door then closes with great difficulty. Therefore, do not think about why. Be merciful and continue to give vibrations. Why do you leave your seat and become disheartened? Remember that you mustn't come down from your position, because there would then be a lot of opposition. There will be opposition from people. There will be opposition from nature and sanskars. There will be opposition in ideas. This is why you have to stay in your position. So what will you do tomorrow? Do you remember? Bapdada loves you, and so he thinks that all of you should become equal to Father Brahma. Was there no opposition in front of the Father? Was there no opposition in front of Father Brahma? There was opposition from Maya, from souls, and also from nature. But did Father Brahma leave his position? He didn't, did he? That was how he became an angel, was it not? Now move along while considering one another, and also yourselves, to be angels. I am an angel. All are angels. Neither do I have any connection with the old world and sanskars, nor do any of these Brahmins. All of that has finished. Look at everyone with the vision. This one is an angel. This one is an angel. Spread this atmosphere. Acha. Now become full of all the powers and give souls of the world such powerful rays for a minute that the vibrations of your powers spread throughout the whole world. Dead silence. Acha. To all of you Brahmin children everywhere who are to become angels, to those who always check and change themselves with the realization of the self, to the obedient children who follow Father Brahma, to the angelic souls who do service and make effort while remaining constantly double light, to the Master Almighty Authority children who remain constantly seated on the seat of their position and thereby finish all opposition, to the children who are close and who experience the practical fruit of the confluence age, Bapdada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Blessing. May you be a well-wisher for everyone, and also have positive thoughts for yourself, and thereby bring the time of revelation close. The basis of success in the service you do is to have an attitude of good wishes, because this attitude of yours will increase the power in others to imbibe it and to want to find out more. Service done with words in this way will easily be successful. A soul who has positive thoughts for himself will always be Maya proof and will also become immune to imbibing anyone's weaknesses or being attracted to any person or possession. When you put both of these blessings into your practical life, the time for revelation will come. Slogan: surrender even your thoughts and all weaknesses will automatically leave you. Happy Act Signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. In order to experience God's love, increase the practice of being introverted, detached from your body, and remain stable in the soul conscious stage. Constantly stay in the cave of introversion, and you will continue to go beyond the atmosphere of this old world. You will not be affected by the atmosphere. Om Shanti.